Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 2025. Many happy blessings to all in this year of new beginnings and of new opportunities. So, welcome to our first talk of 2025. So, our theme today is there is no one to become awakened. Okay. So let us start and take a breath and rest in the truth of your own being, recognizing that there is one reality and that infinite reality is being. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness. And recognize only life is in fullness and completeness. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness. See clearly, there is only essence, only freedom. And let us listen from the heart. There is one presence. One life, one self, one being, this infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. You are the wholeness appearing as its own parts. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. So joyful blessings. And here we are at the beginning of a new year, according to time anyway. That's where we are. And it can be for us a wonderful opportunity, as always, to deepen our spiritual understandings and to open the heart with new beginnings. So, perhaps, to make, that devotion to giving more attention to being rather than trying to figure out why I don't pay more attention to being. Get sidetracked sometime. Mind loves a good story. Doesn't matter if it's fantasy or drama or comedy. It likes a good story and it has a million of them. So our way this year can be more deeply devoted to seeing the fallacy of mind and resting more deeply in the heart of our own being. Okay. So even if it is that we still give ourselves over to questioning things about the world or what is consciousness maybe or about why am I here or what is my purpose. And we give over to those questions of mind. rather than just being still and giving devotion to being. Maybe we still surrender more to seeking answers to the so-called outer world than resting in the heart and listening to the silence. Have you ever given some devotional time to just listening to the silence of the heart? Okay. So, every individual expression is awake. Every so-called individual is the presence. Every individual expression is what we are calling pure consciousness. There is nothing that is not consciousness. There is nothing that is not consciousness. Now, what more is there to seek to know? I am consciousness. I am formless. I am eternal, infinite. I am presence. What more is there to seek? Do you have questions about the you that is you? And who wants to ask the questions? Only consciousness is present. And in truth, there is no you to ask questions. You presume I am asking questions, or I have a question to ask, or I want to ask a question. And the presumption there is that there is a separate entity, a separate being, a separate person who has a need to know the answer to a question. And the question is what you already know the answer to. It's strange to think of it, but the question arises because we already know the answer. Just think about one question right now. One question you have, this, no matter what it is, just think about one question that's burning in your heart to get the answer to. And hold that thought for a little minute, for a few minutes. But again, it is mind asking. There is no you to ask. There is no ego to to be asking questions. Ego is a fallacy. It has no true existence. There is no person present to ask a question. There is only consciousness that is present. And as consciousness, the heart of consciousness, all answers are already in consciousness. And you are consciousness. Okay. So perhaps we should have a mantra. These are not my questions and thoughts. It is mind at play again. Okay. All the answers that are sought are in the stillness of being. And the answers that you are given in words or thoughts are superficial. Every word in your spiritual studies that you read or hear are words as pointings that you are yet intended to not take as the absolute truth because they are words being spoken, but you are intended to take those words into the heart of stillness and let those words dissolve into the experience of silence. So we don't believe the words we hear, and we don't believe the words we read. They are intended to be taken within. So you have that burning question. And what I want you to do now is to take a nice deep breath. Okay. And if you do have a question, just let it rise in awareness. That is all. That is all. And follow a breath in. Just follow it, aware of a breath. And then follow it in awareness out again. A breath in, flowing in, and a breath flowing out. And let the breath just be what it is. And just be still in the experience of the breath. That's all. Just letting go and letting being be. There is nothing for you to do. The breath is as the breath is, just like life. It is as it is. Just flowing. Rest back in the heart. and leave any questions there. Drop them into the flowing of the heart. Let them be there. And again, there is nothing for you to do. Let them rest. If thoughts rise, just recognize the infinite space that they rise in. Let them rise. And then recognize this infinite space where all thoughts just drift down again, rising and falling. It's the nature of objects to come into awareness and then drift away from awareness. And just let them be what they are. Thoughts rising up and thoughts flowing back down. Nothing for you to do. Life needs no assistance. It is what it is. Just letting go. Be not attached to thoughts or questions. Let them go in the stillness of the breath. Following the breath as it makes its presence to the awareness of flowing in and flowing out. Recognizing the breath is just a breath and a thought is just a thought. There is nothing here for a you to do. It is just awareness, being aware. So rest back in the real and be still. As you follow the breath flowing in, flowing out, it is the same with the thoughts. Let them just flow in if they're coming, and let them just flow out. They will not stay unless you reach out, touch, and hold on to. They will not stay without your attention following them. They rise and they fall, just as feelings and sensations and emotions. They just rise to awareness and just flow away. Be still in your heart. Let the heart do the listening. Let the heart do the speaking. Let the heart be the meditation. Be still. Let the mind rest in the heart. That is its natural home. Let it rest. Let it be still. Can you see clearly? By attaching to thoughts, feelings, and sensations, you keep the mind active and busy, weaving stories. We are just letting thoughts be what they are. Thoughts. No more, no less. Just a thought. Even thoughts about spiritual things give a sense of separation. Let them be. Let the silence of your heart be your contemplation. Let the stillness be your reflections. Being awakened is no more than being aware. And mostly we can be aware of what we are not. And we are not the thoughts. We are not the feelings or the sensations. We are not the body nor the mind. We are aware. Here in this place of silence is reality, is truth. Unspoken, and undefined. It just is. No to-do lists. That is mind. No I have to's. No, I don't have to. That is mine. just the stillness of awareness. Aware of sights, aware of sounds, aware of feelings and sensations, but you have nothing to do. It is all the flowing of consciousness. There is no person to have thoughts. There is no person to have feelings, sensations, or emotions. These are all the flowings of consciousness. It is only in ignorance that we presume them to be about a me. So be still. Let all things take place from the heart. Let the house be cleaned from the heart. Let the meals be prepared from the heart. Let the walks be done from the heart. Okay. Let all things transpire from the heart. Then all things seemingly take place in loving silence. Take a breath. All is well. Okay, again, it is always about clear seeing. Okay, and we begin to see how we give our day over to mindlessness. Mindlessly, we wander through the day, paying and giving our attention and devotion to thinking and thoughts and the doing and the not doing and what next? What should I do now? Okay. When our day is meant to be about being mindful. Okay. Instead of giving our day over to ideas of separation, a me and a you, a they and a them, and we give our day over to attachments. I need to do this, I have to do that, I should be doing this. Whatever the mind is prescribing, a lot of the times we're taking it. We are to be mindful of where our attention goes. We are to be mindful of being. We are to be mindful of the reality of who we are. Not mindless, mindful. You want a quieter mind? Be mindful. How much of our day is spent in mindful awareness? How much of our day is given over to being aware, mindfully aware? Or do we give the mind carte blanche and just let it do, say, feel, and express whatever it wants to do? Mindfulness. Be conscious of where your attention is. And since there is only consciousness, and since there is only your one true beautiful being, then there is nothing there to put our attention on other than our own pure beautiful self. Eh? Okay. So this body-mind apparatus, no matter how well it's functioning or how it's not functioning, it is an object. And it is an object for the flowing of consciousness. Consciousness first, always and foremost, is all that is present. And to believe otherwise is arrogance. To pretend to be something other than conscious awareness is arrogance. You are what you are, and you are that now. Consciousness has never been asleep. And consciousness has no need to awaken. When it is spoken of to be awakened, or perhaps not be awakened, it is just a pointing. It is a pointing in an attempt to speak what cannot be spoken. It is a pointing you're not seeing clearly. You're already awake. There is only consciousness streaming through all the body-mind objects, all 8 billion of them. It is consciousness streaming through body-mind into expression. You are that consciousness streaming. You are that consciousness expressing. You are that consciousness being, and you are that now. There are no persons here. It is all consciousness. So, there is just you being. When we do make distinctions as to some are awake and some are not, and some are more advanced and some are not, okay. When we make those distinctions, we are stepping back into the concept separation. There is only consciousness. And there are no persons to be asleep. And there are no persons to be awakened. When mind presents the idea, how do I awaken? What is mind speaking of? What are you speaking of? Or what are you allowing that thought to say? The thought is saying, I really want to awaken, but who is going to awaken? What is going to awaken? Could it be that awakening already is, and that maybe I'm just not seeing that clearly. Could that be? What's going on? This so-called awakening already is. And I keep pretending I don't see that. Could it be? Could it be? So we may use the term awaken in an attempt to point to a shift that can take place in awareness, in understanding. We point to the way of clear seeing, a clearer understanding. But it has to be acknowledged that there is no person here to become awakened. And there's no person here to become consciousness. That is like a foundation to be acknowledged. And from this foundation, okay, there's no person here. What's going on? And you find that your following mind, when it says you need to study more, you need another book, you need some kind of a outline, a schedule, a program to follow in order to become awakened. And your following mind and following mind. And then mind comes up with the program. Well, it hasn't happened yet, so maybe another book, maybe another something, something. and you're following mind's agenda, and mind cannot go where you already are.
Okay.
So yes, we do have to use the words me or you or others, and it does seem to make it sound as if we're talking about separate persons. But it is in an attempt to point to the reality which is not speakable. How do you speak about something that is not speakable without using the local languages? How do you answer a question without using the language that we have for communication? But it is for you to see clearly, they're not speaking about separation. They're just trying to get me in a pointing to what already is.
Okay.
So there is no I, and there is no you, there is no me. There's not even a world or a mind. It is all consciousness flowing, being. All is just as it is, and consciousness is aware. Now, all of these words, like any other words that you hear or read, are just that. Okay? And we spoke over this, they're just words. So don't believe them, but take them to the heart and leave them there to blossom. Rest from them.
Okay.
So. Let's let this year be one of clear seeing, of deeper devotion to resting in the heart, of taking the opportunities to be as you already are, to just be still. Wow. Well, there you have it. Everybody's still awake? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Let there be light. Okay. Any comments on this, our first get together of 2025? Such fun. Yes, love. Yes, love.
Mary, as far as I could f or can follow in what you said, there seem to be only two possibilities. Either we are conscious of what reality is, or we are following the mind. And to me, there came the question, what about I mean, it's a concept, but still, I'm curious, what about the marriage of soul and spirit? When you talk about a soul, there is a you.
I don't think I've ever spoken of soul.
No, you don't. You haven't. But that is something I was occupied before. And I was asking myself, yeah, is there anything like a marriage of a soul and spirit? But maybe you cannot follow this, or maybe you don't think in these terms.
The question I would ask is, why is there a need for a soul and a spirit when I already am everything that is? Why would that concept occupy my mind or my devotion if I all, no, not if. Since I already am consciousness, infinite, immortal, eternal, formless consciousness, I am already that. I cannot be any more than all that is. So why give the mind any effort or time to play with a concept of soul and spirit when everything is consciousness? If there were a soul, it would be consciousness. If there were a spirit, it would be consciousness. And it's a consciousness that I already am. So I would suggest giving more devotion to resting in what I already am, than giving these concepts to the mind to pull me into that activity when I could be resting quietly as I already am in listening in the heart. So that's a question I would have for you to answer that one. See, mind is given so much authority to take and have our attention, our love, our devotion, that authority is not to be given to mind. And if you want quiet mind, if you want to that stillness, that joyfulness, that freedomness to be the spirit of your day, then it is needed to bring the mind back to the heart and not allow it the authority to have my attention. So you would want to find the answer then, which would be in the heart, as to why give attention to the concepts of a marriage between a soul and a spirit. I think that would be a good one if you're really interested in it, or if you're allowing the mind to be interested in it. You are not interested in it. God is not interested in it. Mind is interested in it. So if you want to give mind carte blanche to do that, then yes, go, you can obviously do that. But to have that shift requires clear seeing, and to give authority to the mind that it doesn't naturally have is setting that clear seeing aside and then just following mind wherever, because it's going to take you on a roller coaster ride with the question. You know that. We all know that when we have a question and mind just goes here and there, and it's, well, what about this? And, well, it could be this. Let's maybe we'll Google it, or let's go find a book on it. We'll find something about that somewhere. Maybe someone's doing a class on soul and spirit. And so you're off to the races with the question. And what I'm speaking, what is being spoken, is to let them rest in the heart. If the answer will be there if you leave it alone, rather than giving again the authority to mind and then following mind wherever it is going to lead you. And it's not going to lead you into that feeling of joy and freedom. It's just going to lead you on that race to find this answer. Okay. I hope that helped.
Yes, thank you. I think it's still difficult for me, to leave all that aside when I've read an interesting book to not think about it, or maybe not even read the book. So,
It does become a discipline, a discipline of devotion to not allow mind to pull me into mindlessness. It is a devotion to not do that, to be loving of self, to know it's like, it's like anything else, that to not give it the opportunity to disturb the joy and the peace and the happiness, to just be still. And it's okay. It's okay. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. But again, when you take up devotion and you begin developing that discipline, which comes through doing your practices throughout the day, there is just a deeper quietness, through the day. And you're not so easily pushed off into the mind's stories. You don't easily follow them anymore. So that's why we have practices. That's why we develop our discipline. We develop devotion. We develop setting things aside that seem to be so important before. Well, I have a question for you, Ingrid. Just take that into the dark. Why am I consciousness?
Why am I consciousness?
Contemplate that. Take it down into the heart and rest there with it. Why am I consciousness? Sometime during the day when you're taking a moment to be still and sit down. Why am I consciousness? I mean, we make the declaration, we can make the declaration, I am consciousness. We can make the declaration, I am oneness. We can even make the declaration, I am soul and spirit. We can make that, but why? Why? So it's not enough to make the declaration. I mean, we can make the declaration silently in the heart, I am God. But still, the underlying there is, why am I that? And you let me know what takes place. I know. I'm not going to share what happened for me. I want to hear what happens for you.
I'm curious too, because I think the answer is very easy. But yeah, I will take it into silence.
Okay. Any other comments this morning? No? Okay. Everybody done? Did you have something there, Miss Kate?
Yes, I wanted to share something about the word devotion.
Okay.
And last week I had to euthanize my dog. And he's been my buddy for like 15 years. And since that time, I have this new energy, and it's like I realize how much inwardness, more time to turn inward, to be still, that his passing has given me. It's just been such a gift. There was sadness, but there's this huge new birth, I feel. It's really quite, and I have all this, I never realized how much time went outward to this other being.
Oh, attention.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to share that
Beautiful, beautiful.
because that word devotion, it's like has a whole new meaning for me right now.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Okay. Any other comments this morning? Okay. Then let us pray. Most beloved self, I rest in the heart of the beloved, still and happy. I bring this wandering mind back to the heart from where it came and bring it to be free of all concepts. I rest in the joy of clear seeing here. In peacefulness is the one that is the absolute, and here is where I am. Amen. Namaste.